Hello, tile friends. Welcome back to another episode of Tile Money. This is the podcast that deals with the business of being a tile contractor. This podcast is brought to you by the NTCA and is made possible by my sponsor, Lay Decree International. Today, I'm sitting down with my good friend and my business partner, Ben Santos. Ben, what's going on, man? How are you today?
Not much. We just had a pretty awesome weekend and headed back to the airport to get me back to Georgia so I can see my family again and, you know, get back to regular life, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, so this is round two with you for the podcast. You've been working behind the scenes. You've been working hard on the videos and a few other things for me. I appreciate your help and your interest in tile money. Let's talk a little bit. Normally, I like to talk about hobbies and stuff. We probably covered that in the first one. Let's talk about the last 2 days. I picked you up Friday. What day is it today?
Tough saying.
Sunday. I picked you up Saturday morning, basically midnight, right? 12:05 a.m. or something.
Yeah. Then we drove 2 hours.
Drove about 2.5 hours to the lake.
Yeah.
Which is where I'm staying at the moment. We're in Northern California. Picked them up in Reno, Nevada. And then Saturday morning, we woke up. We were up before 8. Ate breakfast. I think we're out of the house by 8:30. And where did we go?
We climbed a 10,000 foot mountain, basically. Mount Lassen, right?
Yeah, we were just jamming up that thing. Mount Lassen. So we started at 7,000 feet at where the base, basically, of the peak.
What about the sulfur? That was pretty cool. I was just thinking about that a little while ago. The sulfur pit thing.
Yeah, so going up. So Lassen is a volcanic mountain. It's a plug. It's one of a kind volcano with a plug, and so it's got this section we saw where basically a hot sulfur was boiling up from the earth.
Yeah,
in a sulfur bath. Yeah.
So we killed that mountain, had some peaches and some fruit and all that at the top. Talked about a lot of different things. The trip down was brutal. I thought it seemed like it was worse than the trip up.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But then after that, we drove over to the waterfall there. What was that called?
Bernie Falls State Park.
And Luke led the way and jumped into like
48 degree water.
Just this brutally cold water.
Snow melt water. Yeah.
Then I went in and, oh man, I thought I was some kind of a tough guy or something. I wanted out of there pretty quick. But like immediate rejuvenation though, right?
Yeah, our muscles were like fixed.
Yeah, I like jammed up the hill.
Yeah, I was like, why are you jamming up the hill? Yeah. You're gonna ruin your muscles again.
No, I was feeling great. I was feeling great after that. So pretty good weekend.
We got a lot of work done today. We got some good videos. We got some good podcasts recorded.
Yeah. What we're trying to do is kind of set up the goals for the future, what we want to do. I mean, we're thinking about, just creating new content. So we have a book in the works that we're planning on making into like the number one most readable, most actionable
tile business
book that's ever been written, basically. So anybody can read it and learn a lot of good stuff about how to do a tile business.
Yeah.
And also Luke is traveling across country, living out of an RV. I'm pretty much hooked on that lifestyle, seeing that what you did.
Yeah.
And very cool.
Yeah.
And he's going to interview all the top people in the country, all the top tile guys, and he's going to document the whole thing. And we're going to make a really cool documentary just, you know, to hopefully inspire you guys to let you know that you can do it and that, you know, anything's possible. And it's going to be a good documentation of what it's like to be a tile guy and have a cool storyline and hopefully be pretty entertaining as well. So talking about those kind of plans.
Yeah.
So just kind of headed back now. I wanted to touch base, if this is okay with you, Luke, about YouTube and utilizing that to try to help you guys get more visitors to your website and also get the phone ringing.
Yeah. Well, let's lay some groundwork. So why is YouTube important to a tile installation business?
Well,
let's start with that.
Yeah.
All right, friends, I'm going to jump in real quick before I let Ben loose on his YouTube tips that you're going to enjoy a lot. And I want to jump in with the industry news, and this is sponsored by the NTCA. And I wanted to let you know that the National Tile Contractors Association is very proud to announce that after several years of content development and application procedures, it has now received formal acceptance into the National Apprenticeship System from the U.S. Department of Labor. The NTCA apprenticeship guidelines can now be used by NTCA members to recruit new workers into their company. This is huge news, as it combines field experience with online learning through the NTCA University, the already existing NTCA University, as well as designated classroom training, and can be managed by all levels of membership from one apprentice through multiple students at any one time. So this is great news for building a company. For more information on this program, contact Becky Serban, the NTCA Education and Curriculum Director, and you can email her, becky@tile-assn.com, and I'll have a link to that email address in these show notes. All right, friends, I know you're going to enjoy this. The next 20 minutes or so, Ben goes off on YouTube and how to create the YouTube content, why it's important, and how to get into it for just a few dollars. So enjoy this episode.
Well, what I've found out over the last couple months is YouTube is really good to get you onto Google. And Google is the hub that everybody uses to search and find out about bathroom remodeling, find out about tile, to purchase. They use it to purchase things, to research. And I heard a recent statistic that really I found personally to be true, is that you have a 53% better chance of making it to the first page of Google by creating YouTube videos.
Wow.
Yeah. And YouTube is the second leading search engine on the planet.
Yeah.
So, and I've been experimenting with this stuff and putting out YouTube videos in order to drive traffic to my site.
What's your YouTube site called?
Hamilton Tile GA. Pretty straightforward.
What kind of content are you putting up, uploading?
Just things that consumers and homeowners would probably find, that I think they'd find useful.
Yeah.
You know, I made a tool review that was fun. That I made videos about, you know, putting in pebble shower floors that turned out good. And I've just been practicing doing editing, and I put up a couple like 1 minute promotional style videos. And basically what I'm finding is that your best option is to make YouTube videos and think about what the title is. And what you want to put your local area or whatever area you want to work in. Excuse me. You want to put the name of the area that you want to work in. So mine is like, say, Roswell, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'll say, here's a fantastic tile pebble floor located in Roswell, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Check. That's one thing in the title. And then in the bottom bar, or the body of it,
the description,
I'll also put Roswell, Georgia, tile installation, shower floor, those kind of words in it, but make it sound natural. And what will happen is within a day or 2 days, that video will be on in the first page of the video section on Google.
Wow.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
And it's happened every single time that I've done it. So it's like super effective to get you onto Google and get you in front of eyes. But you want to think about your keywords. I've downloaded a app called Keywords Anywhere onto my browser on my laptop. And what you want to do is you want to start with the end in mind. So you want to type in a series of keywords. So like for shower pebble floor, I'll type in that, shower pebble floor. And the app will show you how much action that series of words gets on Google every month. And you don't want to choose a keyword that has like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 searches. What you want to do is choose a keyword that has like 200, 300, 400 searches, because then your video or your blog post or your whatever will be on the top, on the first page of Google. So you're more likely to get in front of eyes that way.
So less is more in that case.
Yeah, less is more as far as the keywords is concerned.
Because that means if somebody's searching for a shower pebble floor, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah, okay. People that are typing in pretty specific words.
Okay.
So think about it from with the end in mind, though. So search, figure out your keywords before you post your video. But the main keyword you want is your local area or the area that you want to work in the title and in the description. Yeah. And then you're almost guaranteed that if you type in tile installation, tile pro, tile service, you'll come up on Google on the first page. So that's something really important to think about. And then to elaborate on that, you're thinking about, well, how do I edit a video? And let me elaborate a bit on how I do that. What I found to work really well for me is I've been using the Adobe platform, and they have Adobe Cloud, and you can get it for $30 a month, where you get Photoshop, you get After Effects, you get Premiere Pro. So you get a whole series of stuff from Adobe, a whole series of software from Adobe. And the great thing about Adobe is on YouTube, you can find all sorts of tutorials about how to use these programs. And they're pretty simple, actually, to use. I was really surprised, and I've been able to get really good at it at a short period of time.
Yeah.
And again, you don't have to make them super advanced videos. I mean, if you want to do it all in one shot and edit it on Adobe, no problem. And you don't need a crazy powerful computer to do it either. There's a few things like how to export the video that could be a little bit tricky, but all of these things could be found on YouTube videos. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to contact me or contact Tile Money, and we'll be able to kind of at least direct you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Also, I really want you guys to think about working in Photoshop a little bit. Because if you guys are on Instagram, if you guys are on Google Business, Photoshop is a great resource for you guys to figure out how to creatively put together your photos. You can put cool text on top of your photos. You can make like cool collages. You can really make your photos interesting. Like if you take a really nice photo that has bad light, you can go into Photoshop and adjust the color scheme and adjust the brightness. Or what I like to do now is put my logo on top of the photo so that anytime it's on Google, you know, somebody can't steal your photo.
Yeah.
So
Photoshop is an Adobe
product that you can pay. I pay $30 a month for like 10 Adobe programs.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is a monthly charge, so it is going to cost you, but you get your money back. If you're doing a YouTube channel, let me tell you about the success I've had with my YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
At first, I had a really kind of a basic YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like, I had some cell phone videos that I put on there.
Yeah.
And if you have a Google profile, you basically have a YouTube channel. You can upload video to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's pretty simple. And I put, like, cell phone videos on there. I put a couple videos of finished products on there, whatever. And I would comment on Sal DiBlasi's videos.
Yeah.
And a guy that was watching Sal, and the important thing to note too is to have your logo as your avatar in YouTube, and make sure your logo is like stands out.
Yeah.
Make sure it, I don't know, like mine is blue. It doesn't accentuate the Hamilton part. It doesn't accentuate the part of like the vanity stuff. What it accentuates is the tile part. It says Hamilton small and red, yeah. And then tile. So as soon as somebody looks at it, there's
tile.
No question about what I do.
Right.
And then instead of having a phone number on it or something like that, because let's face it, guys, nobody's going to remember your phone number right. when they look at it.
Right.
And I do this on my truck, too. My logo, all it has on it is Hamilton Tile Big, so people know what I do.
Yeah.
So there's recognition. And then I have my website on there.
Right.
Not my phone number. I think a phone number is going to go the way of the dodo bird as far as marketing is concerned.
Yeah.
I think I'm ahead of the curve on this one.
Yeah.
I don't really see too many other people do it on their trucks, but all I have is my website.
Yeah.
And to kind of get off on a tangent here, I don't want people calling me randomly from when they're behind me.
Right. No, that's the worst. Yeah. I had my phone number on my truck, and I had that. I experienced that. People would be like, well, I'm sitting behind you in traffic, and like a dummy, I was answering my phone in traffic. Like, that's the stupidest thing I could have been doing, right? But that's the kind of stuff that happens when you put your phone number out there on your truck. And you would think, like, well, what are you talking about? I want the phone to ring, right? Like, so why wouldn't you want the phone number on the truck, Ben? Maybe elaborate on that.
Well, you don't want it on the truck is because you can't vet those people that are calling you randomly. If you have your website on it, they have to go to your website, click on your website, and at least see your homepage first to find your number.
So they're invested. They put a little bit of work into it.
Yeah, so they at least know who they're calling.
You already know that they're researching you. They saw your website. And then you know they went on your website, which is actually good. It's good for your website as well, because that helps with the search engine optimization. The more people you get on your website, right? So you want more people on your website.
Yeah. What's worse, Luke, would you say, than somebody who has called you without doing any research on your company? There's no worse lead than that.
Yeah.
So it kind of like cuts those people out.
Yeah.
But back to YouTube. So I was commenting on Sal's video.
Yeah.
And I have a very noticeable logo. And yeah, a guy that likes Sal's videos clicked on my, he was in my Atlanta area, he clicked on my YouTube channel. And he said, oh, I watch this other guy, local guy's YouTube. I didn't really like him.
Yeah.
And I watch his other guy's YouTube video that's local. I didn't like him either. But he's like, I saw you guys' stuff, and I just liked what you were saying. And so anyway.
Do you remember what that job was worth?
We're still on that job. Oh, you're still right on now. That yeah.
job. So that's a good job for you.
Big time. We did his basement bathroom, curbless showers, just really technical tiled ceilings, and, you know, just
wow.
Just, you know, the most technical stuff.
Yeah.
And then the master bathroom upstairs we'll be working on. And not only did we like book that for us, but he needed a GC too. So we were like, yeah, we have a buddy that is a really good GC. So the GC got that job too.
Wow.
And it's all from him watching our YouTube videos, and that weren't even that good of YouTube videos. That's the thing.
But they were better than the other guys.
That didn't have any at all.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but he said he watched two other local guys, right?
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
He watched two other local tile contractors, but yours were just a hair better. And maybe he liked, you know, the way you talked or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or he shared values with us.
Yeah, he shared your values. He saw that you were professional and serious about the business of tile.
So once I heard that guy, and once we booked that job, and it's, you know, it's over $100,000 job.
Wow.
So from a YouTube video, from my cell phone, on my crappy YouTube, I got inspired to like start putting more time into doing the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Because I also figured out, wow, it helps with the Google optimization.
Yeah.
Also on my website, you know, I basically what I do is I rotate the videos in and out of different parts of my website as I make them.
Okay.
And then I put them on my blog. So then that doubles up the optimization from Google, you know, because Google picks up my blog too. And that'll post it on there. So it's like, it's a big circle, basically.
Yeah.
And anyway, so when he told me, when we booked that job, I just started putting a lot more time into our YouTube.
Yeah.
And kind of, I read a book on it that, you know, kind of got me started to focus on the thumbnails too, which were really important. I could talk to you a little bit more about that. They have to be, and this is where Photoshop comes in. Is that I make the thumbnails on Photoshop, and they have to be a specific size to work well on YouTube.
Okay.
And so I'll set them up so they're, I think it's 1280 by 1080. And I make them like collages, and then I put those on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
And apparently that really makes people want to click on them.
Right.
Because of fancy, you know, and I've done stuff like, so I've started to like, cut my head off my body, so I have like a cool like head animation of myself.
Right.
Or I'll pick up pictures of different products and cut those out and put those on the thumbnails, and that works really good. So,
and they're really bright. They catch your attention.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
They're descriptive.
Yeah, exactly. And I got inspired by Isaac Ostrom because he's been working on YouTube for a while. And what did you say, Luke? What advice did he give you about YouTube?
Well, basically just keep doing it. You know, you got to keep doing it. And you got to lay the groundwork. And it's really important to get the title right. Who's your audience? Who's your ideal audience? Like Ben was saying earlier. And think about what they want. Think about what they're searching for. And then get that descriptive title ready.
Yeah, and the point for me is that I'm not trying to be a YouTube sensation like Isaac Ostrom or Sal de Blasi. I could care less about that. Yeah. What I want is my videos to be optimized locally.
Right, so that when they search Tile Setter, the video comes up first.
Yes, yeah, so at least I have a
first
chance.
First page of Google.
Yeah, so at least
and why is Google pushing videos?
That's kind of a good question. I think that's what the future is. The future
exactly.
is video.
The future is video. The future is now, and the future is video. So Google's letting everybody know that video is the new blog. Blogging is good, but videos are better. And that's the future, and we're living in the future. We're living on the cusp of this thing. So because Hamilton Tile is making videos on a weekly basis now, right? Weekly?
I try to, yeah.
A weekly basis. You know, Google's saying, yes, yes, yes. We're going to put you on page one, and we're going to put you on the top because we want to answer questions with videos. Google wants to answer questions with videos because they know they work. So if you have short, descriptive videos with all the right keywords that match and Google sees you posting weekly, within weeks, you're going to be number one. It's low-hanging fruit. You just have to put the work in.
And I make them short because under a minute, because I'll use the same video on Instagram, which has a kind of a minute cap.
Yeah.
And then if you want to do Instagram stories, you know, it has a 10-minute cap?
10.
Yeah, 10-minute cap.
Oh, so, the stories, 10, 15 seconds at a time.
Yeah, so I'll, or no, the Instagram Live, I'm sorry.
Or the Live, 10 minutes.
It's a 10-minute
cap. No, the TV. Instagram TV. 10 minutes.
So I'll post the videos on there, too.
Yeah.
And also, the ones that are under a minute, if you have a Google Business profile, you can post those on your Google Business profile. And let me tell you, I've done the A/B testing on this stuff. If you're posting 1-minute videos on your Google profile, people click on those.
Yeah.
And I get notifications about how many people are viewing my videos on Google, my Google profile. And it's way more than if you were to post a picture or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it is. And then the Google Business will give you a score about how well that particular post is doing.
Oh, you jumped to Google Business, not IG. Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I jumped to Google Business. A little bit there.
I'm sorry.
Off on a tangent.
No, I want to talk about Google Business. That's what people have been asking me about, actually.
Let me think if I have anything to close up on YouTube. Just to put it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Do YouTube, guys. I really think it's important. A good technique is to get a couple more things on equipment. Get yourself a GoPro. They're under 300. They're $300. They're simple to use. If you're gonna get a complex camera, just understand there's a learning curve there. So get a GoPro, $300. What works for me is I do a lot of time lapse video. They're perfect for time lapse. Like I'll use a clamp and clamp it on a door frame and get a shot from above and just turn the thing on and just time lapse. And it works really good. It's hands off. You can still work. Now, trust me, when you're on the job, you're going to have to mess with this a little bit. 10 or 15 minutes, you know, you will be slowed down a little bit, but put the time into it because down the road, it's going to help you out.
Yeah. And you'll get quicker with it. And like you said, down the road, it's going to pay off. I mean, we're business owners, you know, we're tile setters, but we're also business owners. So this is part of the business. And if you're really disgruntled about this and you really don't want to do this and you have a helper, who's a millennial, which I say make it part of his duty, make it part of his job. If, you know, these helpers are not, you know, they're not working 8 hours a day. I've been a helper. You've been a helper, Ben. There's times when you're standing around, you know, waiting for a cut and stuff. Make it part of their duty to take over your Instagram page and tell them to watch Tile Money. Tell them to watch YouTube and learn how to do it. Make it part of their job to work on YouTube. Wouldn't you say that's good advice?
I think that's the best advice, because this is going to make you money.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about Google, is it's, I call it the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Because all these big companies, they'll get billboards, they'll get TV commercials. We all see it, these big companies.
Yeah.
But what Google does, it's the equalizer. A small two-man crew like Hamilton Tile can be on the first page of Google for tile installation. It doesn't cost you any money.
Yeah.
And it's highly effective, and all it takes is hard work.
Yeah.
And I love, this is what I love. If you want to get another kick out of it, wait till Yelp starts calling you, and then ask, when you start killing it on Google, ask Yelp, what do you do for me that Google doesn't do for free?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Home Advisor calls me, and I'll ask him, type in tile installation Woodstock, Georgia, where do we come up? And they'll do it. First page. So what are you going to do for me that I don't already do for myself for free?
Yeah.
Right? So
that's the perfect rebuttal.
Google is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
It puts everybody on the same playing field, and you can get in front of a very high-paying market with very little money and just a little bit of effort. Just a little bit of effort. And the content doesn't even need to be that great. So, like we've used this term before, perfect is the enemy of good. Just start doing it. And at the very least, if you put in the keywords in the title and the description,
yeah,
you'll come up on the first page of Google within a couple days too.
All right, friends, I know you enjoyed that episode with Ben. You can see why I'm so happy to have him on board with Tile Money. He's really put this stuff into action in his business, and he's seen incredible results. So I really want to encourage you, friends, to listen to what Ben's saying. Reach out to either myself or Ben if you have questions on YouTube, and look forward to the very next 3 episodes where we're going to continue to dive into video creation, but also Google My Business and generating lots of leads with Google for free. So this is very important to a business. So right now we've got another Tile Money tip with Ron Nash, and Ron and I have been discussing a few negotiation counter tactics. So enjoy this tip right now.
The what if, okay? What if, all right, so what if is a great probing tactic. Remember when I wanted to help you guys find aspiration levels, and I want to find out what people want, mm-hmm. The what if tactic is super, super good. This is actually a white hat tactic, meaning it's a very positive relationship builder. You can do this. Okay. So what if we included delivery to the job? What if you bought in bulk? What if, you hired us on your next job too? It's a good soft exploration tactic. Hey, you said that you wanted glass in your backsplash, and then we had to value engineer it out. What if I were able to find a glass that was closer to your budget? That what if tactic is super powerful. So I have to mention it here.
Yeah.
We talked about changing the shape of the deal already. But I'll mention it again, change the shape of the deal, which is tactic number 14, which is never, never, never negotiate on a single product. Whenever possible, try to blend the margin and get a bigger deal. We talked about the time crunch earlier, and the time crunch is just understanding that sometimes general contractors will put you in a time crunch. I need that bid by 1 o'clock today or it won't be considered. Mm-hmm. By the way, unless it's a legal consideration, like it's a public opening or something like that, that rarely, if ever, is a truth.
Right.
Generally speaking, it is, it is tactical. I want your number by 1 o'clock tomorrow. I generally look at it as a counter tactic, I will go, okay, look, if I got to give you the price by tomorrow, it's going to be X. And, you know, understanding that I'm going to build in buffer, I'm going to build in more money. Yeah. And I kind of foreshadow that for them. Okay, look, if I got to get the number by tomorrow, that's fine. No problem. Here's my number.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that. I think what the GCs are trying to do is hope you make a mistake or forget something, lock you into a price, right? Is that
straight up? Always. Yeah. And so always.
So if you know that and then say, okay, well, I need to add, I'm going to add a buffer here because you're rushing me.
Yep.
All right. Did you enjoy those several few tips there? The what if, changing the shape of the deal, and the time crunch tactic are all very powerful. So I hope you're really putting these into practice in your brain. And thanks for listening to this episode, friends. Look forward to the next few episodes. Like I said, I'm going to continue to talk to Ben about Google My Business and generating lots of leads for free. And subscribe to my weekly email newsletter. You can do this by visiting my website, tilemoney.com. If you haven't already, you're missing out. We've been discussing phone tactics for answering your phone and how to sell over the phone and pre-qualify. And if you want the ones that you missed, let me know. Stay profitable out there, friends. Talk to you soon.